Geek Radio Daily for this camel joke stuff.
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. All the geek without the wait. We have the fantastic folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all those fun
social
places.
Social media? What?
It's good stuff. I'm telling you that. The people bringing it to you today with that, there's the Flintsters.
Get out of your uniform and get ready for action.
Giggity.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I might have been flying solo today, and if need be, I was ready for it because I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm a motorcycle of death. I ain't got no sidecar.
You damn right. So this is August 20th. What happened back in the Wayback Machine?
Whoa, back in the day. 1619, the first black slaves were brought by the Dutch to the colony of Jamestown, Virginia. Go, Virginia.
1882, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture premiered in Moscow. It was performed outdoors with the accompaniment of actual artillery and a battle theme.
Sounds like the most dangerous concert of all time.
Sure.
In 1896, ring ring, the dial telephone was patented.
1920, the first radio news bulletin was broadcast on station 8MK in Detroit, Michigan.
In 1930, Dumont conducted the first demonstration of the TV broadcast for home reception in New York City.
Nice. 1967, R&DW Dolby introduced their noise reduction system for recording audio tapes, and I'm sure most of you don't understand any of those words.
In 88, Jack Nicklaus became the first professional golfer, and I didn't mess him up. I often mess up Jack Nicklaus and Jack Nicholson, but he was the first professional golfer to win more than $5 million in a tournament.
Yeah! Good for him.
Go golf.
Birthdays?
Well, we've got a Fatima Patuxek. Look, I did terrible with that.
I'm so glad you went first.
She's 14. That's the voice of Dora on Dora the Explorer.
Oh, nice. Megan Ory is 32.
Go.
That's Red Riding Hood on Once Upon a Time.
You skipped Demi Lovato, 22.
I didn't skip her. 33, Ben Barnes, Prince Caspian in the Chronicles of Narnia series.
Misha Collins from Supernatural is 40.
Amy Adams is also 40. You know her from Lois Lane, The Man of Steel. She was in Enchanted, all that good stuff.
She does not look 40.
Nope.
We've got Fred Durst, 44, Limp Bizkit. He did it all for the Nookie. Timely reference.
Indeed. There. James Marsters is 52. That's Spike on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You might have seen him in Torchwood.
Yeah, or at Dragon Con.
Rocking with his band. Indeed.
Sophie Aldred is 52. That's Ace from Doctor Who. 52.
I've heard of that show.
Wow.
Greg Egan is 53, science fiction author.
We've also got Al Roker, Weatherman, Sharknado 2 cameo. He's 60 years old.
Sure, why not? 63, Greg Bear, science fiction author as well.
Yep. John Noble, who's in Lord of the Rings, Fringe, a whole bunch of other stuff. He is 66.
Birthdays today, no longer with us. Born in 1942, Isaac Hayes. Yes, you know him as Chef on South Park, but damn it, he wrote the theme to Shaft. Just talking about Shaft.
Today would have also been H.P. Lovecraft's birthday. He was born in 1890.
And on this day in 1932 was born one Mr. Anthony Ainley, who is best known for playing the Master on a little show you might have heard of called Doctor Who. TV tonight?
You should go ahead and start. It takes mine a little while to
load. Sure, CBS, new Big Brother and a double helping of Extant, which either means people really, really love it or they're burning that
shit
right
off. They're just
trying
to get it all out of the way.
ABC, a rerun of The Middle, Goldberg's Modern Family, and there's a kiss of death happening on Motive. Dun, dun, dun. On NBC, America's Got Talent and Taxi Brooklyn, which sounds like it should be two different shows all meshed together. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance with the top six shaking their groove things. The CW, Penn and Teller's Fool Us. Tonight they're going to be looking at Solid Goldfish. I didn't know anyone was trying to fool anyone with a Solid Goldfish. AMC, American Movie Classic, showing Ocean's 11, and as long as it's 11, it's a good movie,
right,
no matter which
12.
One it is. No, 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 no. Bravo, High Noon again, it's Top Chef Duels with Mike, Isabella, and somebody.
Oh, and Antonia.
Sure, I believe you on that, I have no idea. Comedy Central, the Coon Trilogy of South Park is going to be on, so you can see
goodness.
The entire thing. Discovery Channel has a marathon of Naked and Afraid. Ooh.
Animal Planet is getting in on the Shark Week action with Alien Sharks 2 and Shark of Darkness, nice. Wrath of Submarine.
He's got a new episode of The Soup Live, I believe it's still live on tonight.
Catch up on some Doctor Who with a marathon on BBC America.
FX has a new episode of The Bridge. I mean, either cross it or don't. What's the show about?
Right? CMT is showing Bruce Almighty.
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
FXX is showing Thor. Because people like to watch it.
Later on in the evening, you'll have a new episode of Drunk History on Comedy Central.
Oh, fantastic. What we're going to be watching tonight, though, is going to be over on the Sci-Fi Channel because unsuspecting friends and escaped convicts encounter cannibalistic mutants in the woods. Nobody You Know stars in Wrong Turn 3, Left for Dead.
Looks like
he
left for dead.
Yeah, see, because he took the risk. Albuquerque for dead. Hey, guys, it's the Doctor here. So apparently Marvel is going to stop introducing its heroes in origin movies and just have them as established heroes in universe. Yeah, we talked about that on the show yesterday. Wanted to check and see what you guys thought about this move. Personally, I'm all for it, and it might mean that introductory movies don't spend valuable time building up both the hero and the villain. So until DC starts to get its act together and puts out a good united cinematic universe, make my GRD. I guess he's in with us for the long run.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that they're going to do that. So
well,
what
I'd like
you
it
think?
If they started with a non-origin story, but then maybe the second installment is the origin story. I don't know. I just think of somebody who doesn't know a lot about the heroes coming in. That right. I kind of appreciate getting their origin story. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be done in that order.
Well, I look at it from the aspect of if the Avengers was the first one you saw, would you have been completely lost? Granted, you enjoyed it a lot more having gone through everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, it's a weird thing. It's interesting to look at. But yeah, according to it, once they do Doctor Strange, there's no more origin movies. So we'll see how that happens.
Well, because they won't need to, because they'll have them all established at that point.
Basically. Well, they've eventually got to get back to Swamp Thing, so that we know that. No, that's a different universe. It's Man Thing.
People were yelling at you.
I know. I didn't just want to yell out Man Thing this early in the morning. If you'd like to yell out Man Thing, by all means do so by dropping us a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Going to be right back with the rest of your Wednesday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Holyfield.
No. I'm not doing that kind of promo. This is supposed to be an audio blurb promo. You know, like this.
Hi, this is Matthew Wayne Selznick. You know, my friend P.G. Holyfield's epic fantasy mystery is just alive with rich characters in a fully realized world where you'll want to stay long after you learn the truth of the murder at Avedon Hill.
Can you do that for me?
Stephen King says P.G. Holyfield could be the next Stephen King if it didn't take him 5 years to write a book.
Mark Nemkoff, is that you?
Donny Osmond writes, I lost my virginity while listening to Murder at Avedon Hill.
That can't be true. He's got like six kids, doesn't he?
SpongeBob SquarePants says, Hey, you're the second Patrick I know that doesn't wear pants.
Only when I record audio.
Katie Sackhoff says, I read Murder at Avedon Hill in the bathtub every night. Considering the I've had, I think I love this man.
I really don't think that's going to sell any books, Mark. Murder at Avedon Hill. Available on Amazon.com. For more information, please visit pgholyfield.com.
Seth Harwood says, I read Murder at Avedon Hill in the bathtub every night. Considering the orgasms I've had, I think I love this man.
That's good.
Hi, this is Julie Caitlin Brown of Babylon 5, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you are all the geek without the weight coming at you this Wednesday. We're calling it Hump Day again now.
Sure.
You're going to channel the Bruce? Sure, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. And the best way to help get yourself through it today is visit your local comic book shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Tons of books. Tons of books you can find everywhere at your shop.
Yeah, like from Boom Studios. You've got Adventure Time number 31, Adventure Time Banana Guard Academy number 2, Adventure Time with Fiona and Cake Mathematical Edition. It seems like a hardcover. Very cool. Clive Barker's Hellraiser Bestiary number 1.
Yeah.
And Sons of Anarchy number 12, Translucent number 5 of 6.
Dark Horse Comics, BPRD, Hell on Earth number 122, Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 10 number 6, Eye of Newt number 3 of 4, which I'm guessing doesn't relate to the Aliens franchise.
Maybe something with witches.
Mostly. DC Comics, Batman and Robin number 34 is out today, Batman Eternal number 20, Batwoman number 34. The Crazy Goodness Keeps on Going with Fables number 143, Green Lantern New Guardians is up to number 34. Infinite Crisis, The Fight for the Multiverse number 2, because Yeah, we got to fight for it again.
It's with lots of variant covers.
Yeah, Infinity Man and the Forever People number one, Multiversity number one with anybody in the world's variant cover. New 52 features
I have
number
a variant
16,
cover.
I bet you do. And Trinity of Son of Sin Pandora number 14, that's the final issue of that.
From Dynamite Entertainment, we have Dr. Spectre, Master of the Occult number 3, Justice Inc. number 1, $6 Million Man season 6 number 5, Steampunk Battlestar Galactica 1880. I did not know this existed, and now I want it.
Okay.
This is one number 104, just came out.
Nice. IDW Publishing, Airboy Archives, number volume 2, Little Nemo, Return to Slumberland, number 1, My Little Ponies, Friends Forever, number 8, Samurai Jack, number 11, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Adventures, and X-Files Year Zero, number 2 of 5.
Image Comics has Fade Out, number 1, Genius, number 3, and then Peter Panzerfaust, number 20. That was so
name.
Fun to say. Southern Bastards, number 1, Trees, number 4, Wicked Plus the Divine, number 3.
Marvel Comics, all new Ghost Rider number 6, all new Ultimates number 6, all new X Factor number 12. These are new.
New.
I don't know if I told you that. They're new. Daredevil number 7 is out. Deadly Hands of Kung Fu number 4. Deadpool versus X Force 3 of 4. Magneto number 8, because he's got to have his own thing. Secret Avengers number 7. Winter Soldier, The Bitter March. Trade paperback is out. And Wolverine Annual number 1 is available for you today as well.
Valiant Entertainment is next on my list. I've got a Armor Hunters Bloodshot number 2 of 3 and Delinquents number 1 with a lot of variant covers there as well.
Well, that's the only thing in the world I have. So go pick up stuff at your local neighborhood comic shop.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News.
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So it's been suggested for forever, and it is now official. Dwayne Johnson is going to be in DC's Captain Marvel movie, which everyone now knows as Shazam, because they've changed the guy's name to Shazam, because why pay Marvel?
Right.
And everyone calls him Shazam anyway. Shazam! But here's the kicker. We don't know who he's going to play.
Huh?
We don't know if he's going to play Captain Marvel, Shazam, or if he's going to play the evil version, Black Adam.
Well, if they give him, like, facial hair, he can play both, right?
They're not really twins. That's not exactly how that works. But Dwayne Johnson has said that he is a fan of DC's anti-heroes and is a huge fan of Black Adam in particular. So it's just a matter now of who he wants to play, which suit he wants to wear, red or black. It's up to you.
Huh. Well, in science news, I've got this interesting article about how children's drawings when they're young can indicate later intelligence. I mean, I'm not just talking about them drawing, you know, Bohr's model of the atom or something kind of obvious. But they did a study where 4-year-old children draw pictures and then they compare that to their intelligence at age 14. There were almost 8,000 pairs of identical and non-identical twins and found that the link between drawing and later intelligence was influenced by the genes. So they did like this draw a child test, draw a picture of a child, and they had this different score with like how accurate it was. It's a pretty interesting article. I mean, I don't know that you should, you know, take your 4-year-old's drawings for a psychoanalysis, but it's
right.
Just kind of, it's neat to think that we're, you know, this part of exploring the brain and figuring out how learning works, and that's always interesting to me.
Strange. Okay. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. picking up another guest star and brushing off somebody else from the Marvel Comics as Marvel super spy Bobby Morse comes to join us, played by Adrian Palicki, who you might remember from playing Wonder Woman in that pilot that hopefully you did not see from David E. Kelley a few years ago. Now, if Bobby Morse doesn't mean anything to you, the name Mockingbird might, because that's who she is. So she's going to come on board a little later with the possibility to be returning and returning, because they're setting up this season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a huge, you know, they've got Kyle MacLachlan's coming in as somebody's father. Lucy Lawless is a S.H.I.E.L.D. veteran. Reed Diamond is a Hydra villain. The Kraken, Nick Blood is going to be a mercenary. It's just all kinds of people going to be around because we're having a damn fine time with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Also in science news, you know, I just love keeping up with what's
science.
Going on. It's been an issue because you've got these car batteries that are potentially terribly pollutant for the earth. Lead, all kinds of things like this. Well, some scientists at MIT recently could be on the verge of a classic win-win solution. They've already done a ton of research and it could be a reality soon where they recycle these old car batteries into solar cells that, convert the sun's energy into electricity.
Right.
This photovoltaic perovskite technology has been around for a couple of years and has really been increased in its efficiency. It can get like 19% conversion, which is almost the same as what you can get out of like a silicone cell. It's very interesting. It's not too sciencey if you want to read this article. It's just really kind of cool to think not only are we making strides in alternative energy sources, but we're decreasing potential pollutants at the same time. So, I mean, it's like curing cancer. I don't know. It's just a pretty cool article.
Outstanding. Well, fans of Shaun of the Dead, you've been asking for it for a long time. You've wanted to see these characters come back. You want to be in that universe again.
Are they doing another movie?
Not exactly. But Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are going to reprise their roles as Shaun and Ed in the Phineas and Ferb Halloween special. Simon Pegg announced it on his Twitter feed. He says, "Hey, Nick Frost and myself once again be stepping into Shaun and Ed's shoes for the Phineas and Ferb Halloween special. Woot!" Because nice. Simon Pegg's been on the show before. He voiced C-3PO in one of the episodes, so they have a damn fine time. So whatever they're doing for the Halloween episode, there is going to be some kind of Shaun of the Dead wackiness happening, and, you know, the world just can't go wrong with that.
Right?
Never. GRD license, Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and hey, those forums, oh my God, the dusting really worked. It's geekradiodaily.com. to find all that good stuff. And by all means, please drop us a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. And be sure to come back tomorrow to figure out who the hell is going to be here.
Who knows?
Maybe it's you. Tune in and see.
Chosen from among all others by the immortal elders Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission to right wrongs, to develop understanding, and to seek justice for all. In time of dire need, young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word.
Shazam!
Which transforms him in a flash into the mightiest of mortal beings, Captain Marvel!
Billy, he's Captain Marvel!
Yes. And now that you know, we only ask that you keep our secret.
You have my word, Mentor.